Hey guys, today's episode is one for the books. I am just so excited to share this stuff with you because I think it really is going to just kickstart you in the direction of becoming a woman of confidence, especially as it pertains to the choices that you make. And with that said, if you are in the Phoenix metro area and you are looking to really start that process for yourself, then I want to invite you to come out on April 30th to the Beauty Revealed workshop. I'm going to be doing two sessions of 90-minute interactive activations, helping you to become that woman of confidence that you desire to be. We're going to be talking about core four essentials that are really going to kickstart you on this step. And so I'll be talking with you about those essentials. We'll be doing some hands-on activities. We'll be doing a lot of engagement and dialogue, some writing prompts, as well as getting to know some really neat spring tips when it comes to makeup and skincare, some great food to just munch on and enjoy, and meeting other women. It's going to be a very, very cool event at the beautiful Because event space in Tempe. So come out. If you are interested, then get your tickets today online. Follow at C2Art on Instagram and check out the link there in order to get your tickets. You don't want to miss it. This is a really intimate event. 10 tickets per session. There's a 4 o'clock session and a 7 p.m. session. So get your tickets now. You don't want to miss it. And I want you to be there, especially if you are a woman who wants to become more confident and really just expressing that beauty that you know God has placed on the inside of you. So come out to that and let me know if you have any questions so that I can be sure to help you out the best that I can. Thanks, guys. So I want to start off by sharing a quote by Sten Hansen, and she is a meditation coach, and I've listened to her podcast meditations for several years now, and you can check her out. My Thought Coach is the name of her podcast. And a quote that she says in one of her meditation exercises is, "No thought can remain in my mind without my permission. No thought can remain in my mind without my permission." I absolutely love that line of affirmation and truth because it really sets you up for a place of assessing and also standing a very firm truth that says, I have power over my thoughts and I have power over my choices. So with today's episode being all about confidence and choice, and more specifically, not waiting on acceptance to give you permission to do things or to be who God has designed you to be, I think it's important to first start with the mind. And no thought can remain in your mind without your permission. You really are the CEO, the chief executing officer. You are the chief executing officer of your thoughts. And we get to decide, we get to choose, and we also get to act upon, suppress, or reject. So when a thought comes to your mind, you get the choice to either act upon it, to suppress it and, you know, kind of stuff it, or reject it completely and choose against it. And this is something that we know intuitively, but sometimes when you're in the middle of something, it can feel as if you really just don't have a choice. You feel somehow forced, you feel oppressed, you feel even stuck, paralyzed at times. And, you know, have you ever had a situation where you maybe made a choice to do something at one time in your life and you, for whatever reason, felt like you just had to stick with it? You know, maybe you started out this year wanting to lose weight or live more healthy. And so you started out on the keto diet, or, you know, you started doing Zumba, or you started doing whatever. And a couple months in, you realize that, you know what, either it's not working for me, You know, maybe it's just not what you thought it was going to be and you don't want to do it anymore. Maybe you just are like, you know what? Girl, bye. Boy, bye. I'm done. I just don't want to do this anymore, you know? But for whatever reason, you made this declaration. Maybe you said it out loud to a bunch of people about what you're going to be doing. And see, this is the issue with that. And I know that it doesn't relate to all situations the same, but sometimes we do need to just keep our mouths shut. Sometimes we do just need to keep things private. And I have to say, it's hard to do that, especially if you... especially if you struggle with wanting to be accepted. Sometimes we put bounds upon ourselves and limits upon ourselves because we talk too much and we talk so much because we want to be accepted. I have done that. And if you can relate to me, I want this to be a moment where you just wake up a little bit, wake up and step outside of yourself to see what's really happening in your life. When we make these declarations about things and we feel like, okay, if I just tell somebody about it, then they'll accept me and then they'll cheer me on. But then what happens when you choose, you know, another direction? Now you feel as if you're going to disappoint this other person, or you feel as if you are going to be looked upon as a failure because you didn't do what you said you were going to do. I want to kind of pause here because for those of you who might be thinking, well, hey, maybe you are inconsistent. You know, what if I am inconsistent? Or what if I actually need accountability? And what if maybe I just keep starting stuff and I don't finish it, then those are issues, right? There's definitely a difference between those types of things where you are inconsistent and you maybe have reached out to somebody to say, hey girl, I'm really trying to lose weight, or I'm really trying to take care of my skin better. I'm trying to make sure that I get rest at night, or I have this idea and I want to accomplish it this year. Can you hold me accountable in this way? Those are legitimate things, right? And even those very legitimate decisions and declarations can still be modified at times. And this encouragement here is not in reference to that. What I'm talking about is in reference to things that it was unsolicited. My husband loves, you know, loves to remind me of that. Like, you know, that was unsolicited, right? Like, I didn't ask you for that. You volunteered this information. You volunteered something that I wasn't even like interested in. And sometimes we just volunteer stuff. And it's not that we're truly looking for accountability. What we're really looking for is acceptance. So let's just be real about that. You know, sometimes we're really looking for acceptance. And I recently had an experience that I felt like was very, it's interesting. I felt like it was a very spiritual moment. And now that I did it and I'm on the other side of it, I am free to share about it. And if you've been following on the C-Squared Art Instagram, you would have seen a few posts that I put out in regards to this. And I was just like, wow, I can't believe this felt so spiritual. And it was, I definitely believe was a very spiritual moment for me. And it all happened on a Saturday night. I was just home with my husband and our two kids. And I had been like kind of thinking about this for a while. And I was looking at myself in the mirror and like running my hands through my hair. And I just was like, you know what? I want to cut my locks. I had locks for the past year. And this was actually my third time having dreadlocks. And I've done so many things with my hair, you guys. It is like not even funny. I've done so much, which is really, actually really cool that I have the flexibility to do a lot with my hair. And anyway, a year ago, I decided, okay, I'm going to lock my hair again and I'm going to leave it that way. Like, I am going to, this is going to be my final hairstyle of my life. Like, this is it. And friends that I was, you know, kind of talking to about it, they're like, okay, yeah, right. Like, okay, we'll see. Because they know I change my hair all the time. I mean, my husband knows I rearrange and redecorate our house all the time. I love trying out new things. And I have come to realize that that's okay. It doesn't make me inconsistent. It doesn't make me a failure. It doesn't make me some kind of a slacker. And if you're that way, it's okay too. Like, you do have to discern the difference between when you are slacking and when you just want to change. And realizing, like, that may be a part of your personality and your style, and it's okay. So, long story short, I was thinking about this on a Saturday night. I ran it by my husband because he is my husband. I do value what he thinks of me. Yes, I do. And at the same time, I do still make my own choices and decisions, but I know that choices and decisions do impact other people. And particularly because this was a, you know, cutting of my hair, and I do believe that visual attraction is important, and I want to make sure that I maintain a level of attraction with my husband in our marriage, I did talk to him about it. And one thing I love about my husband is that he is just one of the most chill, easygoing guys, especially when it comes to those external beauty sort of things. And so he was kind of like, yeah, cool, like, whatever you want to do, you know, it really wasn't even a conversation. I mentioned it and he was kind of like, okay, and that was it. And so the next morning, I woke up and I still wanted to cut my hair. I just felt like the locks just were not serving me. It just wasn't producing the look and the feel that I had envisioned. And it had been a year, and I actually, like, my hair was kind of breaking in some places and things like that. So I decided to cut it. And I'm telling you, it was the strangest feeling in the moment of trying to make that decision. I felt anxiety. I felt nervous. I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't call my mom. I didn't call my sisters, ask my friends, like, what do they think? And I honestly felt a sense of the Holy Spirit. I believe that God is God, creator of the world and universe. I believe that he came in the form of man through Jesus Christ. And I also believe that God is Holy Spirit that guides us and counsels us and leads us to repentance and to truth. And in that moment, I felt the Holy Spirit whisper to me and say, like, girl, you just need to do it. You don't need to ask anybody else. You don't need to wait for other people to accept your choices and your decisions in order to give you permission. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it. And I just did it. I started cutting my hair. And it was so cool because as I started cutting lock by lock, I started feeling like really excited. And it was a more invigorating feeling, like the more and more I did it. And I shampooed my hair and I was just running my fingers on my, you know, through my hair and massaging my scalp. And girl, it just felt so good. And so all that to say, sometimes we spend so much time contemplating on a choice or decision that we spend more time doing that and we miss out on the opportunity to actually enjoy the choice or decision that you make. And so I'm so glad that I did that. It was really a phenomenal just experience, especially afterwards, knowing that I had made a choice and decision on my own and knowing that I listened to the Holy Spirit in order to do it. And I felt good about it afterwards. And thankfully, my husband and my family members and friends, they loved it. You know, they thought it was really, my haircut's really cute and I like it. And what comes out of me as an expression of that was also very visible. And, you know, my husband could definitely just tell, like, how I was feeling and the way that I was carrying myself, you know? So I want to encourage you guys. What I want you to walk away with after listening to today's episode is that the choice for one thing is a choice against another thing. You know, in the Bible, Jesus is recorded as talking to the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. And he says that whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. And he was talking to the Pharisees because he healed a man, and they were pretty much just saying, like, you know, you must have a demon. Like, that's how you casted out this demon. And Jesus is like, that doesn't even make any sense, because a kingdom or a house divided, you know, it can't stand. So it's only by the Spirit that I was able to cast out a demon out of this man. And I'm encouraged by that, because it's important for you to know that the process of your beauty being revealed, it's going to come through you really having a solid foundation. And foundation is actually the second core essential that I've designed in our core four essentials for your beauty being revealed. And I talk about this in a lot of my presentations, and I'll be talking about this during the upcoming Beauty Revealed workshop on April 30th as well. And so your foundation is really important, you know, and a lot like the foundation that you wear on your face when you wear makeup, it has to be even. The purpose of it is to even you out, to balance you, to set you up for a beautiful application of color and texture, etc. And when Jesus is talking about not being divided, you know, he says that a house divided, it is unable to stand. And when your thoughts are divided and you're going back and forth and wrestling within yourself, there is no way you can become a woman who's confident. There's no way you can act confidently upon things when you are so divided within yourself. And the important thing to know is that when you choose one thing, you are choosing against another. And that's okay, as long as you know what you're choosing. And so if you want to be a woman that makes confident choices and knows the power of her thoughts, then you also need to know what you stand for, and you need to know what you stand on. And I personally stand on the Word of God. I stand for my purpose in Christ. I stand for my life counting every single day. And I think that it's something I want for other people to also have a very grounded life in a relationship with God that's going to allow you to actually do the things that he's designed for you to do. And so this is going to guide you, right? To make you a woman that's confident and able to do things without waiting for the acceptance or the permission of these self-sabotaging mindsets in order for you to move on. So you might be asking yourself, you know, what if I make a choice and it fails? You know, what if I make a choice and it doesn't work out? Okay, so what if you make a choice and it fails and it doesn't work out? Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm like saying this to you, but I am thinking about it for myself, because it's real. We get so caught up and held hostage by mindsets of fear and anxiety that keep us from actually progressing. Now, if you make a choice and it doesn't work out favorably, then you know not to make that choice again, or you know to maybe modify it next time, right? You learn from it. You know, there's that concept of failing forward, and that you can only learn that if you make choices and decisions. Like, you will never know. I love this. This is one of my other mantras. Go and you will know. 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 Right? That's the only way you'll know, is if you go. And if you experience a failure, it doesn't make you a failure. Our choices and our decisions do not define you. You are already defined. Your identity is not defined by the choices you make. I have been watching Quantico. Side note, I've been watching Quantico, and I'm sure like these episodes are super old, but I just got hooked to it, and I'm almost done with season 3. And in this last episode that I watched just actually last night, the mom and daughter were talking, Alex Parrish and her mom, and the mother was just encouraging her, you know, like, you do not have to be defined by your last bad decision. And I think that is so true. You don't have to be defined by your last bad decision, but you do get to make a decision. And so I want you guys to just take a moment today to think more clearly about the thoughts that are coming into your mind. Remind yourself that no thought can remain in my mind without my permission. And also remember that you do get the choice. And we can see this all over the scriptures in the Bible, right? In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15, it says, "See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you today, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, and by keeping his commandments and his statutes and his rules, then you shall live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you're entering to take possession of it." And I just love that there's such an encouragement, right? We get to choose. We get to choose. And in another scripture, it talks about choosing life or death and setting before you life and death and encouraging you to choose life. Choose life. And so I hope you guys were really able to catch something in this episode and realize that you do have permission to choose, but no thought can remain in your mind without your permission. And don't wait on acceptance of others or the pleasing of others or some foolish declaration that you made to give you the green light to make a different choice or decision. So thanks again for listening to today's episode. As always, follow on Instagram at C2Art and visit C2Artistry.com. You are just amazing for listening. Thank you so much. And be sure to post some reviews and let me know how you guys are doing. I want to be able to really meet the needs that you guys have with regards to your confidence, character, and beauty in your life. So thanks again for listening to today's episode, and I will talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.